This is Unit 42.
Counterpart. C-O-U-N-T-E-R-P-A-R-T. An equivalent, a person or thing performing a similar function.
Each foreign diplomat was seated next to his American counterpart at the banquet.
Cricket is the closest counterpart to American baseball in Great Britain.
Counterpart. C-O-U-N-T-E-R-P-A-R-T. An equivalent. A person or thing performing a similar function.
Derisive. D-E-R-I-S-I-V-E. Intended to ridicule. Abusive, mocking.
The haughty critic's derisive comments on the young writer's new book destroyed her self-esteem.
Don't imitate that coach's derisive manner. Verbal abuse doesn't belong in sports.
Derisive. D-E-R-I-S-I-V-E. Intended to ridicule. Abusive. Mocking.
Disconsolate. D-I-S-C-O-N-S-O-L-A-T-E. Incapable of being consoled. Hopeless. Sad.
After her favorite puppy died, our six-year-old was completely disconsolate.
The great general was never disconsolate after a defeat. He never lost heart.
Disconsolate. D-I-S-C-O-N S-O-L-A-T-E. Incapable of being consoled. Hopeless. Sad.
Exacerbate. E-X-A-C-E-R-B-A-T-E. To aggravate. To make worse.
I refuse to exacerbate my problems by worrying about them.
Alcohol is known to exacerbate the effect of sleeping pills.
Exacerbate. E-X-A-C-E-R-B-A-T-E. To aggravate, to make worse.
Felicity. F-E-L-I-C-I-T-Y. A state of extreme happiness, bliss.
Her felicity at the news that her brother had been located knew no bounds.
Thoreau thought most people live their lives with an absence of felicity.
Felicity. F-E-L-I-C-I-T-Y. A state of extreme happiness, bliss.
Now, let's review the five words you have just learned.
Counterpart. An equivalent. A person or thing performing a similar function. Counterpart.
Derisive. Intended to ridicule. Abusive. Mocking. Derisive.
Disconsolate. Incapable of being consoled. Hopeless. Sad. Disconsolate.
Exacerbate. To aggravate, to make worse, exacerbate.
Felicity. A state of extreme happiness, bliss, felicity.
If you haven't mastered some of the words yet, that's fine.
Go back and listen to this unit as often as needed.
Remember, you can master these words. Felicity, in its primary meaning, is not a word you're likely to use very often. One reason is that felicity is not a common everyday occurrence. It means a state of extreme happiness and usually also conveys a sense of having long duration.
It was a favorite word of the medieval theologians to describe the state of those in heaven. But there is a more everyday, down-to-earth use of felicity and of related words, felicitous and infelicitous. Felicity also means a skillful knack for doing something right, as in the author's felicity of expression or the speaker's felicity of word choice.
Here, felicity conveys a sense of ease in doing or saying exactly the right thing at the right time, an almost effortless appropriateness. Felicitous and infelicitous are adjectives deriving from felicity, which spin off from this idea. A felicitous remark is well-timed, well-said, totally appropriate, and effective. It brings about a happy result.
An infelicitous remark is the opposite. It may be correct and well-intended, but it is said at the wrong time, to the wrong person, or in the wrong way. It is inappropriate, and it has an unhappy result. So, the next time you need to tell a colleague that he put his foot in his mouth, but you want to do it in style, you could say, "Jones, your reply to the superintendent was correct, but I'm afraid your word choice was infelicitous."
Then you could suggest that Jones could improve the felicity of his word choice through some vocabulary building.
Always a felicitous topic.